早上那段时间，我们的分享了末日时段。
So this morning, in our sharing, we talk about the last days.
而且在讲道当中，我们看到启示录中的四匹马在真教会里面。
In our sharing, we shared regarding the four horses in Revelation found in the true church.
当然，在外面有外面的讲解。
Of course, to the outside world, there are the explanation.
在真教会里面有真教会发生的事情。
But within the true church, there are happenings within the church.
特别是那只红马。
Especially the red horse.
在我们的分享见证当中。
In our sharing and testimony.
雷弟兄他就讲了他的信仰中就是出现了红马冲突的见证。
Brother Hong Kong shared that in his faith, there was the appearance of the red horse.
因为真理的问题。
Because of the issue of the truth.
因为信与不信的问题。
Because the issue with the believing and unbelieving.
因为要去教会跟不去教会的问题。
Whether to go to church or not.
因为要敬拜神还是不敬拜神的问题。
To worship God or not.
那就不断的冲突。
And there are this conflict.
带来家庭很大的痛苦，很大的破碎。
Bringing much sufferings within the family.
雷弟兄在讲的时候，自己也被一直感慨过去发生的痛苦而流泪。
But Hong Kong is sharing his testimony. He himself cried in tears because of the suffering he endured.
特别是他的妈妈。
Especially for his own mother.
他妈妈被已经被主耶稣接回去了。
His own mother has been called back by the Lord.
回想起妈妈付出的一切，为主为真理受的苦，真非常的感动。
When he recalled how the mother has suffered for the sake of the truth,
那就是我们早上讲的，这就是红马在真教会里面的情形。
And this is what we shared this morning, the situation of red horse within the church.
为了真理，为了福音，为了天国，一定冲突的。
For the truth, for the gospel, then that there will be conflicts.
除非我们放弃真理了。
Unless we give up on the truth.
除非你跟从他们，不要再坚持了。
You follow them and no longer persist.
这事情必定发生。
These things would happen.
所以主耶稣说，这世代还没有过去，这些事所讲的一切事，早上所讲的都要发生。
So our Lord Jesus Christ said, before the day goes, that these things that we shared this morning will definitely happen.
主耶稣有这样讲吗？
Have Jesus said this?
请看马太福音书二十四章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音书二十四章。
Gospel according to Matthew 24.
我们读三十四节。
Verse 34.
34.来一二三，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，就是都会发生了。那就是刚才讲的，早上讲的耶稣所说世界末日的情形。
So this morning we share the situation regarding the last days, and this will all take place.
耶稣所说的预言以及末日情景，包括教会里面的事。全部都要发生。
So the prophecies that Jesus shared regarding the end days and the happenings within the church will all come to pass.
所以请注意，这世代还没有过去，这世代不是指耶稣那个时代，不是。
So this generation does not refer to the generation of Jesus Christ when he was on earth.
而是指从耶稣那个时代一直到主耶稣降临的整个世代。
But it means this whole generation encompasses the time of Jesus on earth until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
包括我们现在这个时代在里面。
So includes the current era.
在这整个世代里面，这些事情、冲突、这些灾难、这些种种的破碎，都会不断的发生。
So within generation, all these conflicts, all these troubles continue to happen.
那这整个时代是指什么呢？是指什么时代呢？
So this generation, what is it referring to?
是指世人道德堕落有多长，邪恶的淫乱世代就有多长。
So how long the moral standards of men has deteriorated, and how long this is where evil will reign.
耶稣讲的整个世代就是这个时代。
So this generation that Jesus spoke about is this generation.
就是指道德堕落有多长，那邪恶淫乱的世代就有多长。
So how long the moral standard of men has deteriorated, and how long this is the reign of evil.
所以淫乱邪恶的世代从耶稣时代开始直到世界末日，耶稣再来那段那整个时代。
So the adulterous and evil age begin from the time of Jesus until his second coming.
知道吗？耶稣在谈好像那个黄志士有谈到，再没有神迹给你们看了，除了耶拿的神迹有没有？刚刚有讲到是吗？
Article 1 has shared that other than there's no other miracles other than there's no other sign other than the sign of Jonah.
那主耶稣前面讲这个邪恶淫乱的世代。除了耶拿的神迹，没有在神迹好看的了。
And you say in this evil and crooked generation, other than the sign of Jonah, there are no other signs given to you.
所以耶稣 对他当时耶稣在的那个时代，主耶稣就定掉，那是个邪恶淫乱的时代。
So Jesus already said from his time, his generation, that this is the evil generation.
那这种时代一直延伸到耶稣再来，都是邪恶淫乱，都是邪恶淫乱。
This will persist until his second coming. It continues to be evil and adulterous.
所以我们真耶稣教会，我们神的儿女，就是在这种邪恶淫乱的时代里面，我们要活出得胜。
So our true church members, our children of God, we need to be victorious living in such generation.
为什么就是要做家庭祭坛、家庭聚会？
This is why we need to have family office.
为什么要这样来带领我们的孩子，他们敬拜神的信仰？
This is why we need to bring our children to have a heart of worshiping God.
因为我们是活在这个邪恶淫乱的世代里面。
Because we are living in this perverse and crooked generation.
你要怎么来得胜呢？
So how can we be victorious?
真教会就是在这样的环境当中得胜的，知道吗？
So the true church is in gain victory in such a situation.
真教会不是在平平安安啊、丰丰富富啊、都很快乐当中来得胜的，不是这样得胜的，知道吗？
The victory of the true church is not among peace and joy.
都是不断的跟罪恶征战，不断的来坚持真理，不断的跟魔鬼来抵挡魔鬼，这样来得胜的。
So this victory is gained by standing for the truth, opposing the devil and striving against him. This is the victory we gain.
真教会在许多的这个潮流当中，许多人的反对当中，许多人的批评当中，这样不断的这样前进，不断前进的。
The true church continue to go on forward against all the trends of the opposition and all the attacks.
所以你看我们真教会的历史，从一建立到现在，被批评多少，被攻击多少。
From the history of the true church, from its establishment until now, how much have you been criticized and attacked?
包括灵界的魔鬼，包括这个世界的那些不明白的人。
Including the devil in the spiritual realm, including the people of this world who do not understand.
我们从来就不是在平平安中前进的。
We have not been moving forward among peace.
我们的孩子也不是在平平安当中、祝福中这样很舒服的长大的。
And our children has not grown up in a period of peace.
如果你看启示录十二章
，If you look at Revelation chapter 12,
那边有关于到真教会的意象。
It talks about the vision of the true church.
那个妇人，那个妈妈正在生孩子。
This woman is giving birth.
她很痛苦的在生很多孩子。
In pain, she's giving birth.
可是魔鬼就要吞噬妇人的孩子。
But the devil sought to devour the child of the woman.
那个魔鬼也三番四次，一次、两次、三次的攻击这个妇人。叫逼迫这个妇人。
Time and after time, the devil sought to persecute and attack this woman.
那么那个孩子呢，就在这样的环境中，魔鬼的逼迫中，这样成长的，
this,
这样长大的。
This child grew up in under this situation of persecution and attack of the devil.
这是真耶稣教会的很特色，很特别的见证。
This is a special testimony of the true Jesus.
你不要让你想让你的孩子平平安安呐、这样这样很丰富的，什么苦都不用受，什么风吹雨打都不用受的，这样来成长，那是。那个是没办法站立的。
Do not have hope that our children will be able to grow up in peace without any storms and winds, because this will not happen.
因为这是个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Because this is a perverse and crooked generation.
末日时段，我们认识了我们的信仰。
In the last days, now we understand our faith.
也认识了真神的教会，真耶稣教会。
We have understood the church of the true God, the true Jesus.
现在我们把它的重点放在这个地上。
Now we have put emphasis on this world.
这地上就是我们所生活、我们所住的这个世界。
This world is this place that we are living in, that we are making a living.
所以传道的题目叫做“警醒预备之认识世界”。
So the subtopic are given, watch and prepare, understanding the world.
你真的认识这个世界吗？
Do we truly understand the world?
我们从圣经的启示来认识这个世界。
From the revelation of the Bible, let us understand the world.
这世界到底是一个怎样的世界呢？
What kind of world is this?
我们先看主耶稣的祷告。
Let's look at the prayer.Lord Jesus Christ.
请看这个约翰福音书十七章。
Gospel according to John chapter 17.
约翰福音书十七章。
Gospel according to John chapter 17.
我们读十五节。
Verse 15.
十七章。十五节。
John 17 verse 15. Let's read together.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。十六节。
16.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十八节、十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。十八节，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。好，主耶稣在他最后的祷告中，他向父神这样祷告。
In his last prayer, Lord Jesus Christ prayed to the Heavenly Father.
主说，我不向父神说，我不求你叫他们，叫我们离开世界，没有。
Our Lord Jesus said to the Heavenly Father, say, I do not ask you to take them out
of the world.
So the will of our Lord Jesus Christ is not for us to be taken out of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界。
I do not ask you to take them out of the world.
主耶稣是要我们进入这个世界里。
Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to enter into the world.
但这个世界是个很危险的世界。
But this world is a dangerous place.
这是撒旦的世界。
The place of the belongs to the devil.
所以主耶稣替我们祷告说, 只求父神, 保守我们脱离那恶者。
So our Lord Jesus Christ asked the Heavenly Father to keep us from the evil one.
那这句话的祷告是什么意思呢?
So what does this prayer mean?
主的意思要我们活在世上。
The Lord wants us to live in the world.
然后呢, 这个世上是危险的。
But this world is a dangerous place.
有恶者要吞噬我们，要伤害我们。
Because the evil one wants to devour us, to harm us.
但是求天父保守我们脱离那恶者。
But ask the Heavenly Father to protect us and keep us from the evil one.
跟做主耶稣又祷告说,
And Lord Jesus Christ prayed,
你怎样差遣我到世上来?
How you have sent me into the world.
我也照样差他们, 差我们来到这世上。
I have also sent them into the world.
那你能够明白主耶稣讲的这两句话吗?
Can you understand these two phrases that Lord Jesus Christ said?
就是15节的跟18节说的。
That is what is in verse 15 and verse 18.
主耶稣不让我们, 不是叫我们离开世界。
The Lord do not want us to depart away from the world.
你能明白吗?
Do you understand?
叫我们活在世界是为了什么?
So what is the purpose for us to live in this world?
就像天父差耶稣到世上来, 现在主耶稣也差遣我们到世上来。
That's how the Heavenly Father sent the Lord Jesus into the world. Lord Jesus sent us into the world.
我们从主耶稣的祷告中来认识这个世界。
From the prayer of Lord Jesus Christ, let's understand this world.
同时也要明白主叫我们在世界的目的与使命是什么。
At the same time, understand the purpose and the commission the Lord wants us to do in this world.
特别是独一真教会。
Especially the only true church.
在这个末世里面被建立是为了什么?
What is the purpose of it being established in the last days?
主说世界的神,
the Lord said, the God of this world.
这个世界有世界的神,
so in this world, there is God.
这世界的神阻挡人认识真正独一的真神。
This God of the world stop man from coming to know the true God.
请注意, 耶稣有说, 这个世界有一个神, 叫做世界的神。
So take note that Jesus has said, in this world, there is God, the God of this world.
请看哥林多后书4章,
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书4章4节,
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
第二三, 此等不信之人, 被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼, 不叫基督的荣耀福音的光, 照着他们, 基督本是神的形象。 这个世界的神是不叫我们认识独一真神的。
So this God of this world stops us from coming to know the only true God.
他在人的心里做工。
He worked in the mind of man.
把我们心里的眼睛弄瞎了，看不到天国，看不到真神。
So blinded the minds of these people of the world, they cannot see the God, the true God.
当你看不到天上真神的时候,
when you can't see a true God in heaven,
你就只有拜他，拜这个世界的神。
Then you only know how to worship this God in this world,
of
this
world. 因为我们住在这世界。
Because we live in this world.
他又是世界的神。
And he is the God of this world.
而且你眼睛看到的就是他。
And what your eyes see is him only.
你每天接触的也是他。
And every day you come in contact is with him only.
所以你就跟着他。
So you follow him.
如果你的心眼明亮,
if your heart is wide open,
bright,
you know that there's the true God in heaven. That is the true God. But we have been blinded by this world.
The God of this world.
So causing men not to believe in God, they cannot see God. They only know this world.
第一，你要先认识这世界有一位神，叫做世界的神。
To understand this world, you must first know that there's this God of this world.
那这个世界又有一位王。
And there is this king in this world.
叫做世界的王。
The king of this world.
这世界的王就是统管世界的。
He ruled over the world.
他让世界人跟从他，甚至跪拜他。
He caused the people of this world to follow him and to kneel down before him.
我们看《约翰福音书14章。
Gospel according to John chapter 14.
约翰福音书14章,
Gospel according to John chapter 14.
我们读30节,
verse 30.
一,
Let's read together.
以后我不再和你们多说话了, 为什么? 因为这世界的王将要到, 可是呢, 他在我里面是毫无所有。 耶稣指出这世界不单只有世界的神，也有世界的王。
So Jesus pointed out not only that this God of this world, there's also this ruler of the world.
原来无论是世界神或者世上世界的王，都是灵界中的撒旦魔鬼。
Actually, whether is it the God of this world or the King of this world, is the, in the spiritual realm, the devil.
这就是主耶稣在祷告中说的，求父神保守我们脱离那个恶者。 那二者就是世界的神，也叫做世界的王。
And this is the what God, Lord Jesus Christ prayed in his prayer to keep us from the evil one. And this is this God of this world, the King of this world.
主耶稣说他是那恶者来的。
Lord Jesus Christ said he is the evil one.
所以我们必须要警醒，面对这世界的神，要警醒面对这世界的王。
That's why we need to be vigilant to face this God of this world, this ruler of this world.
撒旦已经知道他时候不多了。
The Satan knows that his time is not much left.
圣经说他气愤愤恨，甚至下到我们这里来，下到这个地球来。
The Bible described that in fury he came into this world.
这地球是我们人类住的。
This world is where this earth is where we stay.
创造这个地，创造好，就是给人类居住的。
So God created this earth for mankind to live.
但是他下到我们住的地方来了。
But this devil has been came down to this world.
他布下天罗地网，要捕捉神的儿女。
He has set his nets to capture the children of God.
那些不跟从他的，不信他的，或者反对他的，他就逼迫，他就吞噬。
Those who don't follow him, those who oppose against him, he will persecute and you attack.
如果我们不亲近神，
if we do not draw near to God,
如果我们没有圣灵的权柄，
if we do not have the authority and power of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们不圣洁，
if you are not holy,
你怎样面对这个撒旦的攻击呢？
Then how can we face these attacks of the devil?
好，我们来认识世界。
Let's understand the world.
这世界是兽国，兽野兽的兽。
This world is a kingdom of the beasts.
你知道吗？这个世界是个野兽的国家了，国度来的。
This world is the kingdom of the beasts or the wild beasts.
我们不是人吗？怎么会是野兽呢
？We are human. Why do we say this?
在神的眼里看，现在的世人是已经野兽啊，不是人啊，是兽啊，很可怕的兽。
In the eyes of God, the people of this world now they are not men, but they are wild beasts.
你从启示录看那个兽，启示录很多兽嘛。
In Revelation,
那其实是人来的，知道吗
？They talk about many different kind of beasts. These are all actually men.
那些人已经变成野兽了。
This man has become like wild beasts.
不再是人。
They are no longer mankind.
因为他们已经失去了人的那些善良，人的那些道德已经失去了。
Because they lost this goodness and the moral of man.
所表现的就是野兽那种凶恶，那种没有羞耻，那种很可怕的残忍的那些表现。
All they display is this violence, viciousness, and also this shamelessness of wild beasts.
所以我们不是有看老夫子吗？老夫子啊，那个叫漫画书啊。
We read this Chinese comic called 老夫子。
那题目叫做最危险的动物。
It says the most dangerous animal.
这个老夫子他有一天到动物园里面去看动物啊。
So 老夫子 went to the zoo to look at the animal.
哇，有老虎。
There's the tiger.
哇，有猩猩，有金刚。
There is the gorilla.
哇，又有其他的什么动物
？There are the animals.
然后再看看那边写着最危险的动物。
And then it says the most dangerous animal.
最凶恶的动物。
The most vicious animal.
那到底是什么
？So what is it?
难道比老虎、狮子更凶
？Is it more vicious than even the tiger, lion? So he went to see.
大概什么都没有。
And there was nothing.
只有一个镜子。
There was a mirror.
他站在那边。
He stood there.
最危险的动物。
The most dangerous animal.
那就是人啊，就是你啊。
That is humankind, that is you.
这是个笑话。
This is a comic.
但是却是说出了一个事实。
But this portray a fact.
人如果失去了善良
，If we lose our goodness,
失去了神的圣洁跟荣耀
，If we lose the holiness and the glory of God in us,
表现的剩下了就是凶恶。
What is left is this vicious.
确实是这样。
This is indeed the case.
那有一个记者。
So there is this reporter.
他曾经写过这样的文章。
So he said this. He had this article.
他说每一个人呢，里面呢，他的内心深处都沉睡着一个野兽。
In every man, has fallen. Every man is this sleeping wild beast.
只是他在沉睡中没有被叫醒起来。
It's just that he has fallen asleep, has not been awakened yet.
所以大家都很客气，大家都很有礼貌。
So everyone is very courteous to one another.
大家都会礼让。
They know how to give way.
因为那个野兽那个凶恶的个性还没有叫醒，还没有醒过来。
Because this ferocious character has not been awakened.
但当你激怒他的时候
，But when you cause them to anger,
里面那个兽性被叫醒的时候
，When this character of the beast have been awakened,
它比老虎更可怕、更凶恶。
They are even more fierce than the tiger.
这不是我讲。
This is not what I say.
所写的一篇文章，我把它捡起来。
By the article by a reporter, and I actually cut it down.
确实是这样。因为圣经在神世人在这个世界在神的眼里看也是这样。这世界是个野兽的国度。
And in the eyes of God, this is how God sees as well. This world is this kingdom of the wild beasts.
我们来看但以理书的第七章。
Look at Daniel chapter 7.
这里记录到预言 世界要兴起四个古代的帝国，大帝国。
So here is a prophecy of these four ancient empires that will rise in this world.
我们人类很出名的四个古代帝国是哪四个？知道吗
？So do you know what these four famous ancient empires of humankind?
就是巴比伦帝国
，the empire of Babylon.
再来就是波斯帝国
，the empire of Persia.
再来就是希腊帝国
，the empire of Greek Empire.
再来就是罗马帝国
，and then the Roman Empire.
四个都是赫赫有名的人类历史中的四大古代帝国，非常的荣耀。
These are the very famous four ancient empires of humankind.
但是在《但以理书》预言这四个帝国是什么东西啊
？But in the book of Daniel, how did he prophesy regarding these four empires?
这四个国度都是野兽来的呀、
啊。He used four beasts to describe these empires.
当你写《但以理书》的时候，最多是那个。巴比伦。
When Daniel wrote this book of Daniel, he was in the time of Babylon.
后来巴比伦被波斯帝国灭了。
We know later Babylon was destroyed by Persia.
所以但以理仍然在波斯帝国当官。
And Daniel continued to be a governor in Persian Empire.
那时他在预言，他在写这个但以理书的时候，还没有希腊帝国还没有出现、哦、
When he was writing this book of Daniel, the Greek Empire has yet to appear.
那罗马帝国更加 还不知道在哪里。
And Roman Empire is even later.
可是神启示他。
But God has revealed to him.
有四个帝国要出现。
There's this appearance of these four empires.
那是一个怪物来的。
But they're all beasts.
我们看但以理书七章
，Daniel 7。
我们读三节到六到七节。
Verse 3 to verse 7。
来，一
Let's read together.
三。有四个大兽从海中上来，形状各有不同。头一个像狮子，有鹰的翅膀。我正观看的时候，兽的翅膀被拔去，兽从地上得立起来，用两脚站立，像人一样，又得了人心。又有一兽如熊，就是第二兽，盘跨而坐。口齿内衔着三根肋骨，有吩咐这兽的说：“起来，吞吃多肉。”此后，我观看，又见一兽如豹，背上有鸟的四个翅膀。这兽有四个头，又得了权柄。其后，我在夜间的异象中观看，见第四只兽，甚是可怕。巨其强壮，大有力量，有大铁牙，吞噬绞碎，所剩下的用脚践踏。这兽与前面三兽大不相同，头有十角。好，这其实在讲什么呀？这四个兽是怪兽来的。
So these four wild beasts, what is he describing?
其实我们在接下来天使的解释，你就知道这是在讲古代的四个帝国嘛。
From the explanation of the angels later, you know that these are the four empires of the ancient days.
所以你明白了吗
？So do you understand?
世界是什么
？What is this world?
世界在神眼里是个兽国，野兽的国度。
In the eyes of God, it's but the kingdom of
the wild beasts. 每个帝王，每个王帝、帝王都是野兽。
Every emperor, every king, they are but wild beasts.
都很凶恶的。
They are very ferocious, ferocious.
所以请注意哦。
So take note.
这世界是个兽国。
So this world is the kingdom of the beasts.
那你就会明白启示为什么讲六六六这么多兽了，这么多兽。
Now you understand why in Revelation talks about 666 and so many beasts.
那些都是兽来的，都是。撒旦集团的人，他们自己也变成兽了。
So these are all the organized part of the organization of Satan, and they are the beast.
兽是没有良心的，是没有善良的。
A beast do not have conscience, they do not have goodness.
而且兽是听魔鬼、听撒旦的。
And they listen to the Satan.
他们有神，他们的神就是世界的神。
Their God is this God of this world.
他们有王，他们的王就叫做世界的。
They have a king, their ruler is this ruler of this world.
我们再来认识世界。
So understand the world.
这世界是鬼魔的住处。
This is a dwelling place for the demons.
是各样污秽之灵的巢穴。
Nest for all the demonic spirits.
主耶稣启示我们，这个世界是魔鬼住的地方，他就是住在这里。
Our Lord has revealed to us that this is a place where the devil dwells.
还有很多那些污秽之灵啊，乱七八糟的那些邪灵的巢。巢穴来的。
It's a nest for all the defiled spirits.
所以你是不要说一直爱这个世界，知道吗
？So let's not love this world.
然后我们看启示录十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
我们读一节跟二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
现在我们是从圣经来认识这些这个世界。
So from the Bible, let's understand the world.
看了，希望你不要再谈爱这世界。
Hopefully after you read this, no longer we long and love the world.
你要对这世界保持距离，
keep
保持警醒的心。
And a heart of vigilance towards this world.
它再美丽，它再荣耀，它再怎样给你很多好处，你更加要远离它。
Even it's beautiful, giving you much goodness, we must draw apart from it.
一节到二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Let's read together.
三此后我看见另有一位大有权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他大声喊着说，巴比伦大臣倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。那也有翻译，并各样污秽可憎之兽的巢穴，兽的巢穴。
Some also translated as a place of the nest, prison for the beasts, dwelling place for the beasts.
反正是魔鬼的住处了。
But it's a dwelling place, so it's a dwelling place of the devil.
邪灵工作的地方了。
A place where the demonic spirit
work. 还有那些雀鸟，污秽的雀鸟，污那些可怕的兽的住的地方。
A place for the unclean and hateful birds and beasts.
他们喜欢这世界。
So they like this world.
因为这世界是他们的窝，是他们的家，是他们活动的地方。
Because this world is their nest, is their dwelling place, is their place where they move around.
因为他们想要的东西啊。
Because this world has what they hope for.
这是主耶稣透过启示录告诉我们。
And this is what our Lord has told us through revelation.
魔鬼住在哪里？
Where does the devil dwell?
魔鬼就住在这世，我们人类，我们现在住的这个世界里。
The devil is dwelling in this world that we can live in.
那些这么众多的邪灵、污秽的灵跑到哪里去啊？
So all these demonic spirit, where do they go to?
全部都集中在这个世界里面。
They're all gathered in this world.
所以这世界是非常的邪恶，也是非常污秽的。
So this world is filled with evil and filled with defilement.
因为我们比较保守，没有去看那些乱七八糟的影片。
Because we are more conservative, do not look at these videos. They are not good, unclean.
但你偶尔你也会看到，会听到啊，很多可怕的、污秽的事情不断的发生，很糟糕，很糟糕的。
Sometimes we might come to pass these are defiled things. That they are very bad.
有些很邪恶、很淫乱的、很不正常的。
Very evil, very immoral, very unnatural.
人怎么可以做出这么不正常的事情？
So how can man do such unnatural things?
人怎么可以做出这么污秽、这么凶恶的残暴的事呀？
Such a violent and vicious things.
因为他已经不是人了啦。
Because they are no longer mankind.
他已经是兽了。
They are wild beasts.
他哪里有羞耻的心？
They do not have this shame.
他哪里会有善良？
They do not have any goodness.
所以请注意。
So take note.
再来。
Next,
这世界是个怎样的世界？
What kind of world is this world?
这世界是个淫妇。
It is an adulterous woman.
这是主耶稣启示我们的。
This is what the Lord has revealed to us.
淫妇美不美？
Is adulterous woman beautiful?
淫妇当然有她美的一方面。
Of course, she has. She is beautiful.
如果叫一个老太婆，一个老老的，一个很丑陋的。来引诱你，你要吗？你给钱你都不要啦。
An old lady to try to entice you, even give you money, you do not would not want to be enticed.
当做自己是个淫妇的时候，一定有她光鲜华丽、美妙，你很吸引你的地方了。
So when we say this world is an adulterous woman, there will be areas where it's very attractive to you.
请看启示录十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
我们读一节到六节。
Verse 1 to verse 6.
你看这个世界是什么？
So what is this world?
这个淫妇在做什么？
What is this adulterous woman doing?
那她手中拿的是什么？
What was in her hand?
她喝的是什么？
What was she drinking?
来认识这个世界。
So let's understand this world.
一二三，那座器碗的七位天使中，有一位前来对我说：“你到这里来。”我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。地上的君王以他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十角，天体有亵渎的名号。那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手拿金杯，杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是她淫乱的污秽。 在他额上有名写作说，奥秘在大巴比伦，做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。我又看见那女人喝醉了圣徒的血和为耶稣做见证之人的血，我看见她就大大稀奇。这个约翰看到这个淫妇的意象啊，都吓到了，都觉得非常非常惊讶。
When John saw this vision of this great harlot, he was greatly amazed and shocked.
因为这个淫妇迷倒了世上住地上的所有人都被她迷倒了。
Because this great harlot has enticed all the people of the world.
最有荣耀、最有权力的君王都被她迷倒了，喝醉了她淫乱的酒了。
Even the kings of the earth committed acts of immorality and made drunk with the wine of immorality.
包括一切住在地上的人，包括那些贩夫小卒、那些小人物。
Even everyone, even the small characters living in this world,
都喝醉了他淫乱的酒。
They were made drunk with the wine of his immorality.
然后呢，这个女人身穿珠光宝气，整个身上哦都是珠光宝气，金光闪闪。
Was clothed in purple and adorned with gold and precious stones.
她的衣服是名牌的，紫色衣服、朱红色衣服都是王族的衣服， so、her, 王的衣服来的。
Her clothes are in purple, and these purple are the garments of the royal.
高级名牌货来的。
They are branded stuff.
还有手上拿都金杯啊，世界杯啊。
And this in her hand is this gold cup.
Gold cup 不是世界杯吗？
It's World Cup.
可是里面外面是金的，里面都是淫乱的酒、污秽的酒啊。
Outside is golden, but within is all unclean things.
他额头上写作什么？
And what is written on her forehead?
以这个为荣耀，以这个为夸口。
She takes this as a glory, her boast.
她说：“伟大的巴比伦，你就是世界的淫，一切的淫乱。”
Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and all the abominations of the earth.
就是一切罪恶的母，罪恶的母亲。
The mother of all these abominations and evil.
意思说，一切的恶，一切的淫乱，一切的邪，都是从我出来的，从我来的。
All evil, all abominations come from me.
这就是伟大的巴比伦。
This is this great Babylon.
巴比伦就是这个世界啊。
Babylon is this world.
你看到了没有？
Can we see this?
非常污秽，非常可怕。
For defilement and abominations is very frightening.
第六节
，verse six.
刚才第二节说世人喝醉了他淫乱酒，世人喝醉了。
So verse 2 it says the people of this earth were drunk with the wine of immorality.
第六节说那个女人也喝醉了，大家都醉了。
Verse 6 this woman also was drunk. Everyone was drunk.
这个女人喝什么东西喝醉呢？
So what was she drinking that make her drunk?
喝醉的圣徒的血。
The blood of the saints.
还有为耶稣做见证之人的血，那些都是忠心的信徒。
And the blood of the witnesses of Jesus, the faithful believers.
意思说这些忠心的信徒不跟从他的，抵挡他的。不受他引诱的，他就杀。
So these believers who oppose her, who are not enticed by her, she'll kill them.
他就是逼迫他们。
And she persecute them.
引诱不到的就用强硬的。
Those she cannot entice, she will attack them.
如果能够引诱的，就尽量引诱他。
If you can entice, she can entice them, she will entice them.
那个是用软的。
So this is a soft attack.
无论怎样呢，死在他手上的很多很多，多到。这个女人啊，都喝醉了圣徒的血，多到喝到醉啊！
No、what,
你说多少信徒死在她手上
？Many believers had died in her hands, to the extent that she was drunk with the blood of their of the saints.
那我看到这里面更多的是不用她引诱了，自己投怀送抱啊？怎么讲啊？投怀送抱，谢谢你，投怀送抱，自己 automatically 送给她的很多、啊。
Many here do not need to be enticed by her. They themselves fall into a trap and go to her.
你不用来引诱我，你不用来找我，我去找你。
No need to entice me. I'll come to you.
在网路上啊，在三更半夜这个我去找他。
On the internet.
去找。
In the middle of night, they go search this website.
找到，一直被迷惑，一直看到三更半，看到天亮了。
And when they found them, they keep watching from the middle of night until the morning.
是他来引诱你，还是你去找他的？
Is she enticing you, or you went to seek her yourself?
他半夜起来叫醒你，说：“哎，来找我，这样吗？”
Did she wake you up in the middle of night, say, "Come and find me"?
我们好像没有。
This is not the case.
是我们自己去找他的。
We ourselves went to seek her.
已经到这种严重地步。
This is how serious has become.
以前我们说他来引诱我嘛，是吗？
In the past, we say she come and.
现在说你不要赖我，我没有引诱你，你自己来的。
She said, "Don't blame, put the blame on me. Come to me yourself."
这个世界的淫妇引诱我们。
This is the enticement of this harlot of this world.
有一个广场哦，很漂亮，它的。客厅大厅哦，吊着个水晶球，很漂亮的水晶球。
So there's this great hall with this great crystal ball hanging there.
那个水晶球呢，它在转动的时候呢，有一个长头发的很漂亮的美女哦，出现在水晶球上面，很漂亮。
So, as this crystal ball spinning, a very beautiful, long hair woman appeared on this crystal ball. 哦，
头发飘飘的，然后就是对着你笑啊，迷死你了。
So the hair is floating and she's smiling towards you, enticing you.
啊，你在正在欣赏的时候呢，那水晶球一直在转嘛。
So as you are looking at it, the crystal ball continues to.
突然间一转的时候，变成鬼的脸了，很恐怖。
Suddenly, the other side is.The face of the devil.
原来是鬼来的呀。
It is a demon.
美女也是他，鬼也是他。
Even the beauty is also her. The demon.
很多人就被他的外表吸引了。
Many people
被他迷倒的时候，他就一变的，就是鬼来的。
Many people are attracted by his external look, but then when you have been enticed, that is a demon.
不懂是谁发明的这水晶球。
So do not know who invented this crystal ball.
他这样做掉在那边。就是说明了启示录十七章这个淫妇一模一样。
This crystal ball there is a description of what is described here in Revelation 17.
世界用它的美色，用它的这个繁华、成功、金钱、地位来引诱你，包装得很漂亮，很成功。
The world uses its wealth, its fame, its wealth, its beauty to attract you. It's packaged very beautifully.
转眼之间，一下子变成撒旦来吞噬你。
But suddenly, it just changed to become the devil, the demon to devour you.
连你的命也没有，灵魂也没有。
Even your life, your soul has been devoured.
你的家庭也没有，婚姻也没有，孩子也没有。
You lose your family, your marriage, your children.
你赔上去的太可怕了。
The price you pay is great indeed.
这就是这个世界。
And this is this world.
那天使有解释，这个淫妇是谁来的，知道吗
？So do you know who is this great harlot?
那答案在十八节。
Verse 18 is the answer.
他们看天使的答案。
The answer from the angel.
十七章十八节。
Chapter 17, verse 18.
一二三，你所看见的那女人就是淫妇，是什么？就是管辖地上众王的大城市。这个女人就是城大城啊，每个国家的大城市，每个国家的首都了、啊。
This woman you saw is this great city, and that is the reigns over the king of the
earth. 每一个首都好像纽约都是繁华的。
So this is like the capitals of this world.
好像马来西亚的吉隆坡也是繁华的。
Kuala Lumpur as well.
还是中国的上海也是繁华的。
And Shanghai is also very beautiful.
反正就是代表着这个世界的大城，繁华的城市。
It represents all the great cities of this world.
吸引多少人进城市去谋生、去工作、去成功。希望能够成功，希望能赚到更多的钱，不是吗
？Many people are attracted to these places to try to earn a living, earn wealth to be successful.
主耶稣说，许多人因为这样死在他手上。
Lord Jesus Christ said, because of this, many die in her hand.
这世界是个淫。
This world is this great harlot.
不圣洁的。
Is unholy.
好，我们再看这世界是什么。
So what else is this world?
这世界是个无底洞。
This world is a bottomless pit.
啊。无底洞是要用来做什么的
？So what is the purpose of the bottomless pit?
我们都知道无底洞就是绑魔鬼的呀。
We know the bottomless pit was used to bound the
great. 把魔鬼绑了，把那条龙绑了，丢到无底洞里面去困起来的。
So Jesus Christ bounded the great dragon and cast it into the bottomless pit.
简单说，这无底洞就是绑魔鬼的大监牢，把魔鬼锁在里面，是魔鬼的大监牢、大牢房来的。
So this bottomless pit simply says it's a prison to hold, to bound the devil.
这你明白传道要讲什么吗
？So what do you understand about?Trying to say,
这无底洞原来就是在这个世界，就是指这个世界。
Bottomless pit refers to this world.
那魔鬼就是被绑在这个世界里。
And the devil is bounded on this.
因为无底洞就是这世界。
Because the bottomless pit is this world.
有没有搞错，传道很那个哦。
Have you misunderstand this preacher?
不然你以为无底洞在哪里、啊、
？Well, where else do you think the bottomless pit is?
我们还以为在第三空间呢、啊，在一个灵界里面呢、啊。
We still think that it might be in the spiritual realm.
就在这世界。
It's actually this world.
世界就是个无底洞。
This world is the bottomless pit.
好，我们要根据圣经来讲解咯。
So we explain this according to the Bible.
一定要有圣经根据吗
？We must have biblical support.
好，原来这无底洞就是个监牢。
So this bottomless pit is a prison.
监牢就是锁捆绑人的，把人困在里面的地方，也把魔鬼困在里面的地方，叫做监牢。
A place to capture to bound the Satan.
好，我们看启示录二十章。
Revelation 20.
我们读第七，一到三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
来，一二三，我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子，他抓住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼， 也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年，扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等那一千年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。有没有看到主耶稣把这个铜龙这个魔鬼捆绑起来了？有没有？
So the Lord Jesus has seized the dragon, the Satan.
啊，注意哦，是丢到无底坑里哦。
And cast him into the bottomless pit.
好，那一千年完后要把他放出来哦。
Bound him for 1,000 years after that he shall be released.
问题是无底坑是指什么呢？
So what is this bottomless pit or abyss?
无底坑是监牢。
It is a prison.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
啊，启示录二十章第七节。
Verse 7.
一二三。那一千年完了，撒旦从哪里被释放出来？请问撒旦从哪里被释放出来
？So where was Satan released from？
从监牢里被释放出来。
From his prison。
无底坑是一个监牢来。
The bottomless pit is a prison。
因为是捆绑魔鬼的地方。
It's a place where the devil, the Satan, is bound.
锁在那边，困在那边。
Bounded and locked there.
那就是监牢了。
And so that is
所以很清楚，无底坑就是监牢。
So it's very clear the bottomless pit is a prison.
它是从监牢出来的，放出来的。
So、has been released from the prison.
那为什么我一直强调监牢？监牢，你知道？你知道吗
？So do you know why I keep emphasizing on this word prison?
因为这世界就是一个监牢。
Because this world is a prison.
世界就是一个监牢。
This world is a prison.
我们来看彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章
First Peter chapter 3
19节到20节
Verse 19 to verse 20
请注意读 这段圣经
So let's read carefully this passage
有许多人误解这个圣经
Many people have misunderstood this passage
来19节
Verse 19
一二三他借这个灵诚气传道给那些在监狱里的灵听就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人很多人很多一些解经家解释这段圣经说主耶稣曾经借这个灵借耶稣这个灵到阴间去传福音
So many theologians translate it or interpret this as Jesus Christ in his spirit went to Hades to preach the gospel
希望那些以前在挪亚方舟的人古代的人都可以得救信耶稣
that in hope that those people of the time of Noah in the past they can believe in Jesus
你看好好来这里是这样讲的吗
read properly is this what is mentioned here
这个灵是指谁啊
so what are these spirits
我们再读一次
let's read again
他曾借这灵曾经传道给那些在监狱里的聆听监狱里的灵谁在监狱里面
So what are these spirits now in prison
我再重复哦
I repeat
神借着灵去传道给在监狱里面的聆听其他的人听
So he went and make proclamation to the spirits now in prison
那么这些监狱里的灵是谁
So who are these spirits
答案就在二十节啊
The answer is in verse 20
这些在监狱里的灵就是那些从前在挪亚方舟神容忍等待说那些不信从的人、啊、那些不信神的人不信挪亚的人、啊、
So these spirits now in prison are those who are disobedient during the time of Noah those who do not believe in God
这里不是讲经文这个监狱的灵就是那些当时不信的人、啊、
So these spirits now in prison are those at the time that do not believe
所以当时进房中的只有八个人而已、啊、
And that was why only eight persons entered into the house
这八个人相信、啊、
These eight persons believe
其他都不信、啊、
The rest of the people did not
那圣经讲这个挪亚时代的人叫做他们在监牢里面
So the Bible described the people at the time of Noah they are people in prison
这个世界当时的挪亚时代也是一个监牢
So the times of Noah, this world was a prison.
都被罪捆绑住。
Yes, it bounded by sin.
被这些罪恶、同性恋、种种的这些拜偶像捆绑住。
Yes, bounded by all this evil, homosexuality, worshiping idols.
所以圣经称这世界挪亚时代当时的世代叫做监狱里的灵，
so、
监狱里的人。
Bible described that these people at the time they are the spirits imprisoned during the time of Noah.
好，还有。 当弥赛亚要来的时候，他是怎么样讲的呢？怎么样介绍？怎么样宣布的呢
？So how is it proclaim of the coming of the Messiah？
我们注意看他的宣布。
Let's look at the proclamation。
他要释放在监牢里面的人，要把他放出来。
He shall release those who are in prison。
谁被监牢锁住
？So who are those locked up in prison？
请看以赛亚书六十一章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 61.
我一直在解释，这世界就是监牢啊。
I have explained many times this world is his prison.
从挪亚时代，那些人就住在监牢里面。
From the days of Noah, the people were in prison.
那弥赛亚来了，也要把监牢里面的人放出来。
When Messiah comes, you release those who are in prison.
住在监牢里面的就是我们世人，包括你跟我。
So those who are in this prison, that is the mankind of this world.
如果你接受他，相信他，他就被释放出来了。
If you believe in him, accept him, you'll be released.
如果你不接受他，不相信他，你仍然在监牢里面被捆绑了。
If you don't accept and believe in him, then you are continuously bound in prison.
这是弥赛亚重要的工作。
And this is the important work of the Messiah.
以赛亚书六十一章
，Isaiah 61,
第一节
，verse one.
第二章。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。注意哦，差遣我医好伤心的人。还有呢，报告被掳的得释放。注意哦，被囚的处监牢。弥赛亚来的工作就是要医好伤心的人。
So the work of the Messiah is to heal those broken hearts.
世上有很多痛苦的事。
So there are many painful things in this
world. 主耶稣要安慰他们。
So Lord is to comfort them.
然后呢，还要被掳的得释放，要释放他们。
And to proclaim liberty to the captives.
特别是那些被囚的，哦，让他们出监牢，把他们从监牢里面救出来。
And freedom to the prisoners.
这监牢就指着世界、啊、
So this prison refers to this world.
耶稣这个弥赛亚就是来到这个世界、啊、来要把世界的人在这个监牢大监牢里面把他们放出来、啊、
So Jesus the Messiah came to this world to release the people of this world from this prison.
我讲了这么多，这样你明白了吗
？So I said all this. Do you understand now?
这世界就是个大监牢。
That this world is this great prison.
那这个监牢就是捆绑魔鬼的。
And this prison is used to bound the Satan.
因为世界就是个无底洞。
Because this world is a bottomless pit.
没有满足的。
We cannot be filled.
再给他多少亿多少亿多少几十亿几百亿也不会满足，不会说我够了的，我用不完的，我吃不完，不会的。
No matter how much money you give to him, you will not be enough. You will not say I'm contented.
因为他没有底的嘛。
Because there's no bottom.
再深的一个洞，再怎样深，它还是有一个底啊。
No matter a hole how deep it might be, there still be a bottom.
你从五十楼好丢东西下来，从一百楼丢东西下来，从两百楼高层掉下来。都还是有底的呀。
So you throw something down for 50 floors, for 100 floors, for 200 floors, you throw it at the end, you reach the floor.
已经够高了，够深了，两三百层楼。
Very tall, very deep.
我们世界都没有两三百层楼的高楼嘛，没有嘛，是吧？
In this world, there is no high-rise building, 200-300 stories.
但是再高也有底啊。
But even how tall it is, there's a bottom.
无底洞是没有底的。
But bottomless pit is without bottom.
一直掉，一直掉，一直掉，没有停止的，因为它没有底。
So it keeps dropping without end because there's no bottom.
这就是它可怕的地方。
So this is where it's frightening.
所以这世界叫做无底洞啊，不会满足的。
So this world is called a bottomless pit because it cannot be contented.
不会讲我够了，我够了，不会的。
You never say I've enough, I've enough.
你说我有一百万够了，我有一千万够了，你骗人咩？
You say I have a million, I've enough.
给你试试看看够吗？
10 million, I've enough. You are deceiving yourself.
现在的世界最富有的多少亿啊，多少百亿的那些富翁。
So these richest people in the world, billionaires, do they have enough? They do not have enough. Because this world is a bottomless pit. And it's also a prison. It's a place to bound the Satan. And this is a dwelling place for the demons. When you link the whole Bible together, you can understand that this bottomless pit is this world. And the Satan is bounded here.
在这里，为什么他还能够有魔鬼工作呢
？If he's bounded here, how can he still continue to work？
我们来解释这个问题。
Let's explain this.
既然把魔鬼捆绑了，为什么还有这么多魔鬼工作
？This is bounded. How come there's still so much work of the Satan？
你注意看哦，捆绑魔鬼的目的，它的功能。
Take note the purpose and the function of bounding the devil.
难道是叫他不用做工吗？不给他做工吗
is ？That is stop working, not allowing to work？
不是。
It's not the case.
那不是是什么
？That if not the case, what is?
看启示录二十章
Revelation 20，
看回第三节
Look back at verse 3，
你注意读哦。
Let's take note and
他还是可以工作的哦。
He still could work。
好，来第三节
Verse 3，
一二三，扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用硬封上。注意了，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。只是限制他的能力啦，甚限制他的工作，他的能力。
So to limit his work and his power，
不能够再迷惑列国，全世界全面性的迷惑他不能。
He could not deceive the nations that is encompassing the whole world。
他只能够局部的小部分的迷惑，局部性的迷惑。
So he could only deceive and certain areas。
原来捆绑魔鬼就是限制他的工作，限制他的能力，限制他的范围。
So bounding the devil is to limit him, limit his work, his power and his authority。
意思说他还是可以做。做的还是有一些魔鬼工作的
，means there's still some work of the devil，
只是没有办法做这么大、这么全面性。
Just that he cannot do it in such a big scale, such
compassing skill. 但当主耶稣把他放出来的时候
，but when he has been released by the Lord Jesus，
魔鬼的工作就不是局部性哦，就不是小部分哦。
His work is no longer in the localized area only.
他就进行全面性的迷惑，全面性的工作。
His deceit will be universal.
他是全世界的。
Deceive the whole world.
一起来，一起来的。
Deceiving the whole world at one go.
答案在第七节。
The answer is found in verse 7.
七节跟八节。
Verse 7 and verse 8.
撒旦必从监牢里释放出来，请读第八节。
Verse 8, let's read together.
三，出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，有没有？刚才说限制他不能够迷惑列国嘛？刚才。
We read that he is limited not to deceive the nations.
现在呢，他放出来了。他就要迷惑四方的列国了，他可以任意而行的去做他的魔鬼工作了。
He has been released from, now that he has been released from prison, he can deceive all the nations.
那么他一出来呢，兵分两路，两个地方工作，
so、
两条路线工作。
Once he come out, he divided his work into two areas.
他到四方的列国、世界各国去进行哦，聚集他们征战，鼓动他们征战，杀人。杀人征战
to the four corners of the earth to gather his people for war.
这些征战的、这听他的、进入战争的多如海沙，会很多人死啊。
And the number gathered of number of them gathered is like the sand of the sea.
那个是世界的战争。
And this is the battle
叫做第三世界的战啊、第三次世界之征战。
We can say it's a third world war.
那第九节
verse 9。
那在真教会、在信仰上，他又做什么呢
？In the true church, in the spiritual realm, what did he do？
他们上来遍满全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城。他一方面鼓动世界 进入世界末日战争，
so、
一方面进入真教会神的信仰里面。来杀害逼迫神的儿女们。
So one area of his work, he gathered his forces in this world into wars. In another area is in the church, he gathered people to attack the children of God.
跟从他的，听从他的，受迷惑的，偏满了全地，他们的人偏满全地，你看到没有
？So those who receive and follow him, their numbers are like the sand of the sea.
他们围住圣徒的云。
And they gathered around the camps of the saints.
圣徒的云是哪里啊？
So where is the camp of the saints?
就是真教会啊。
That is the true church.
我们敬拜神的地方，侍奉神的地方。
The place where you worship God and serve God.
蒙爱的城是哪里啊？
Where is this beloved?
蒙爱的城也就是真教会啊。
And that is the true church.
这是神所爱的，神的国，神的城，神的家，神的殿啊。
The kingdom of God, the city of God, the house of God, the temple of God that he loves.
都被他们围困了。
They have been surrounded.
这是他放出来的时候全面性工作。
And this is his work when he has been released. His work is all universal.
有多少能力他？用尽到完了，用到 用都准了。
He used up all his power.
因为他已经没有时间了。
Because he's no he has more time.
他再不用尽他的力量来迷惑，来杀害，他已经没有机会，没有时间了。
He know if he does not use his time to deceive and to harm, then he has no more time.
他很想这样做。
Now he wants to do so.
主耶稣不让他做。
But Lord Jesus Christ forbid him.
因为把他限制，把他捆绑。
For he has been limited and bounded.
因为福音还没有传遍天下。
Because the gospel is yet to preach to the world.
还有很多人还没有得到天国。
Many people are yet to receive heaven.
那还很多信徒还贪爱世界。
Many believers still love the world.
如果就把他放出来，死更快。
If he has been released, they will be killed even faster.
那会死更多的人。
More will be killed.
所以主耶稣是要把他绑起来。
So God Jesus Christ bound him.
因此，真耶稣教会，我们今天可以很顺利的，也不是说很顺利的，可以在各种的困难中、阻挡中不断的前进，不断的。
So today, true church is able to continue to work to move on forward to establish churches.
有阻挡，有魔鬼工作，但是还可以应付。
Yes, there's opposition.
应付得来。
There's opposition, there's work of the devil, but we are still able to work. Because his attack is not universal yet. But when he has been released,
像我们今天这样的信仰,这样赤乃的那种信仰,
then our faith today, a faith that's still drinking milk, are we able to stand firm?
你就不要怪传道,为什么传道讲到这么严厉,这么紧张?
We no longer should blame the preacher for being so, such rigid in his sermon.
那个时候你长不大,没有长大成人,你还在赤乃,你是没办法得救的了。
Because if by the point of time, if you have not grown up to maturity, still drinking milk, you won't be able to be saved.
这是耶稣讲的,
this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said.
当那一只,
on that day,
怀孕的,
还有,
还有奶孩子, 奶孩子就是那个孩子还是奶奶的,
children who are still drinking milk,
就有祸了,
woe are to them.
怀孕啊, 怀那些罪的, 那些, 世界的那个罪恶,
this pregnant is pregnant with this
什么啦, 虚假啦,
evil of the world.
怀了这些罪, 那个情欲的东西,
you are pregnant with all the immoralities of this world.
包括那些还吃奶的婴孩,
including these children who are still drinking milk.
他们没办法逃跑,
they are not able to run.
因为他还是baby啊,
because this is still an infant.
耶稣说他们有祸了, 他们一定死,
to them, Jesus said, they will die.
好,
so this world is the bottomless pit.
也就是困魔鬼的地方,
a place where the devil is bounded.
最后这个世界是什么呢?
Lastly, what is this world?
最后这世界就要被神毁灭的地方,
this world is a place that God would destroy.
这样我们都很熟悉了,
so this is something we are familiar.
这世界到最后就是神要毁灭的地方, 就是要审判的这个地方,
this world is a place that God would destroy and to judge.
我们来看彼得前书,
First Peter,
对不起,是彼得后书第三章,
2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章,
2 Peter chapter 3.
你要认识这世界就是神要审判的地方, 要毁灭的地方,
understand that this world is a place that God will judge and destroy.
彼得后书三章,
2 Peter chapter 3.
我们读10节到13节,
verse 10 to verse 13.
1, 2, 3. 但主的日子要像贼来到一样, 那日天必大有响声废弃, 有形质的都要被烈火消化, 地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化, 你们为人该当怎样圣洁, 怎样敬虔, 却仰望神的日子来到, 在那日天被火烧就消化了, 有形质的都要被烈火融化, 但我们照他的应许, 盼望新天新地有益及在其中, 阿们。 这世界将来就是要被神毁灭的世界,
so this world, this earth will be destroyed in the future by God,
而且已经很快了,
and it's coming soon.
那为什么到现在还没有呢?
But why has it yet happened?
所以第八节, 彼得长老就劝勉我们说, 不要忘记啊,
so
有一件事不可以忘记,
Elder Peter reminded us not to forget this thing.
并不是主耶稣不要, 不要毁灭这世界啊, 不是啊,
it's not that the Lord do not want to destroy this world yet.
因为第九节主应许的还没有成就,
because verse 9, what the Lord has promised has yet to come to pass.
他要建立更多的方舟, 建立更多的教会, 还没有完成这个工作,
he has 还没有完成, the work of establishing his church.
还有很多人还未信主, 还未得救呀,
there are still many people yet to believe in the Lord, have yet to be saved.
延长那个日子啊,
so the Lord has no choice but to extend this period of time.
为什么要延长?
Why does he need to extend?
他不愿有一个人沉沦,
he does not wish for any to perish.
他愿人人都悔改, 人人都得救,
but all to come to repentance.
这是为什么到现在还没有来的真正原因,
and this is the true reason why he has yet to come.
早上传道说, 主耶稣不是快来啊,
this morning I say that he is not, Lord Jesus Christ is not coming soon.
我们拿出一个圣经章节都说已经在门口了,
he is already right at the door.
那为什么到门口又还没有来呢?
But right at the door, why is he not here yet?
他那一步临门再大上一步就结束了, 世界就结束了。
Actually, he's just one step away and the world will end.
主耶稣已经在门外一直敲我们的门, 开门, 开门。
Lord Jesus Christ standing at the door, knocking our door, asking us to open.
那为什么说主看一日如千年, 千年如一日, 你会解释吗?
So why do we say the Lord, with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years like one day?
有传道解释这个是天上的时间。
So some preachers explain that this is the time of in heaven.
这不是世界的时间。
This is not the time of this earth.
听不明白,
I don't understand.
什么叫做天上的时间?
What is this time of heaven?
So, 天上的时间跟我们现在这个神的救赎跟世界末日有什么关系呢？
The time of heaven, what does it have to do with salvation? What does it do with the last day?
这不是在讲天上的时间。
This is not talking about the time in heaven.
这是在讲神的救赎跟神的审判。
This is talking about the salvation and judgment of God.
这是在讲神的慈爱跟神的公义。
Of his mercy and his righteousness.
怎么样解释呢？
So how do we explain?
为什么主耶稣看一日一天二十四小时好像千年这么远？
So what it means that the Lord, with the Lord one day, this 24 hours is like how
it is. 公义里面,
because in his righteousness,
他等这个一天二十四小时全部都是罪恶，都是罪恶，罪恶，罪恶，他已经顶不顺了。
In this one day, this 24 hours is still filled with evil and sin. He cannot endure.
在公义里面，他就要审判了。
In his righteousness, he is to judge.
只是一天而已哦。
It's just one day.
在神来看，已经好像过了一千年这么长久，这么难过的。
But in the eyes of God, it's like 1,000 years. It's so long.
因为每一分钟都很难过。
Because every moment is so hard to pass.
好像度过一千年这么久。
It's as if 1,000 years has passed.
我们中国人说的度日如年啊，很痛苦嘛。
Chinese is saying that passing a day is so difficult.
因为在他的公义、他的圣洁里面，他不能够容许罪恶。
Because in his righteousness, in his holiness, he cannot endure this sin.This evilness.
一天而已，他认为是一千年了。
Just one day of this evil. One day of this evil is like 1,000 years to him. He wants to destroy.
那是因为他的公义。
That's because of his righteousness.
那是因为他的审判，他要审判。
That's because of his judgment.
那又为什么看一千年好像一日呢？
But why 1,000 years like one day?
但是用他的慈爱来看。
I look at this from his mercy and love.
原谅他们啦。
To forgive them.
给他们机会啦。
To give them more opportunities and chance.
现在才过一日罢了。
This is just one day has just passed.
过一日啊，已经是一千年了，你知道吗？
This so-called one day has passed, actually is 1,000 years has passed.
但在神的救赎里面，在神的慈爱里面，才一日罢了。
But God deemed this.
再给他一日，再给他两日。
But in the eyes of God, say this is just one day. Give him another day.
那一日两日就是一千年、两千年、三千年，你知道吗
？But this one day, two day grace is given is 1,000 years.
那对神的爱来讲，只是一日而已。
But to the love of God.This is so short, like a day.
再给他机会吧。
Give him more opportunity.
这个道理，这个时间是这样解释的。
This is how we explain this time.
不是在讲天上的时间
了。Not talking about time in heaven.
是在讲神的爱、慈爱跟神的公义、神的审判。
We are talking about mercy, love, and also righteousness and judgment of God.
在公义里面，一天他都受不了。
In his righteousness, this one day of evil, he cannot even endure.
在他的慈爱救赎里面，一千年才有一天呐。
But yet in his mercy and love, these 1,000 years is but like one day.
所以不用这么快啊，再给他再多两天才来吧。
So we give him more time. I come a bit later, a few days later.
所以神啊，很辛苦的。
So it's difficult.
For him. 他又是公义的，他又是慈爱的。
Righteousness, but he's also love.
用公义就马上审判，马上定罪，马上哦。
Based on righteousness, then immediately he'll judge
us. 但是用救赎、用慈爱来走，要神要原谅他，要救赎他。
But in salvation, in his love and mercy, he say, "I need to save him."
那神的心不是在纠结吗？一直在纠结，一直在纠结吗
？Wouldn't that be a conflict in his heart?
你想想看，你这个心灵，如果是你，你怎样活下去哦
？So if this conflict is within us, how are we able to live on?
每天都在征战啊，都在打仗。
We always have this conflict within our heart.
真的很辛苦、啊、
It's very difficult.
我看到神的心真的很辛苦。
Can see the heart of God is indeed painful.
可是没有人去理解神这种心、啊、
But no one can understand this heart of God.
不明白就是只能够说啊，这是天上时间。
So we don't understand.
在讲什么呀
？And we say this is the time in heaven. What are we saying?
不明白神的旨意。
We do not understand the will of God.
不明白神的爱。
We do not understand the love of God.
但又不明白神的审判。
And we do not understand the judgment of God.
神就是这样来纠结了。
So this is a conflict within the heart of God.
但总有一天还是会结束。
But one day you come to an end.
到那一天一定结束。
On the day it would all will end.
这就是警醒预备之认识世界，有一天一定会被毁灭。
So this is watch and prepare, understanding the world. One day the world will end.
那么我们把更多的时间、更多的爱放在主耶稣身上，放在天国上面。
So we put more time and more love in our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven.
那我们要生活，我们要过一些比较好的日子，我们可以努力。
Yes, we need to make a living. We need to have a wonder to have a better quality life. We put in the effort.
也需要努力。
Of course, we need to put in the effort.
但努力过后呢，我的心都在天上。
But after we put in the effort in this world, our hearts still long for the for heaven.
因为我有一天要回去的。
Because one day we long to return.
我随时都要回去的。
At any moment,
请注意哦，不是到年老了才回去哦。
Take note, we may not return only when we are old.
准备好了，主耶稣，你几时来带我回去，我就回去。
We should be ready whenever the Lord wants to take us back. We are ready.
因为我的心都一直想念你。
Because my heart longs for you.
为什么一定要到年的八十岁了、九十才带我呢？为什么呢？
Why must it be 80 or 90 years old before the Lord comes?
我都准备好了的呀。
We are very prepared.
我除了家庭努力，生活让他们好过，让孩子成长。这些我们都尽了责任了，做完了啊。
For the sake of family, we put in our effort. We have fulfilled our responsibility. We completed our role.
那还要留恋什么呢？
So what else is there for us to stay back?
天国了。
Long for
这就叫做天国人。
So these are the citizens of heaven.
这不是住在地上的，他们是住在天上。
These are not people dwelling on earth, but they are living in heaven.
随时可以回去。
At any moment, they are willing to return.
我来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.